You're listening to Magic Moments, a Janet TV podcast. I'm Daryl Mobley. Okay, I've got a question to ask you. What with Diana Nyad completing her swim, is 64 the new 30? Miss Nyad, 64 years young, has succeeded at doing what precious few people could even conceive of thinking of doing. She is a marvel. For all of my adult life, I've known of Diana Nyad and her relentless pursuit of extreme swimming records. Frankly, I had thought that for her, extreme swimming was over. I mean, frankly, you're mid-60s. Who's going out in the ocean and swimming for days on time? Well, I got the answer. Diana Nyad. This past Monday, on her fifth try at swimming from Cuba to the Florida Keys, that's 110 miles, she took 53 hours. 53 hours to swim the distance. She made it. She came ashore. She had tried four times before and had failed because of, jellyfish, because of huge waves, things like that. Things that occur. I'm from Florida originally. Things that occur in the waters of Florida. But this time, she made it. She made it as the only, and became, rather, the only swimmer to ever swim the distance not surrounded by a shark cage. Because, listen people, there are sharks in the water. Well, of course, I say bravo to Miss Nyad. I want to ask her, what's next? You see, before I thought that mid-60s was a time when your physical peak had long since left you. But she's doing it mid-60s. At 64, what she could not do at 34, at 44, at 54. I must say that what Diana Nyad did speaks to the power of the human spirit. It speaks to the potential in all of us. And perhaps in a more pointed fashion, it speaks to the amazing athletic and competitive potential of women. Hear more Magic Moments podcast here on JanetTV.com.